Chapter 3, Parental Anger, No More Chances. As I was working on this book, a young mother said to me, "I get so angry sometimes. I treat the children so badly. They just constantly upset me. Johnny is always picking on Mary and making her whine. I have to just stay on top of them all the time to prevent them from doing something they shouldn't. What can I do to overcome my anger?" She had been responding to their disobedience by saying, "Now, Johnny, I've told you not to do that. I'm going to give you one more chance, and then I'll have to spank you." As he continued to disobey, her frustration mounted, and she gave him another chance, and another. By her empty threats, she had effectively taught Johnny that he could disobey until her frustration boiled over into near rage. When he suspected she was near the breaking point, he would back off and obey for a while. He could return to unhindered self-will as soon as she cooled off. Sometimes miscalculating, he pushed her too far, and she would explode before he could comply. He had learned to work his mother, but she was so inconsistent that he sometimes miscalculated and got into trouble. It is often difficult for a small child to train his mother. In time, she always got him to obey, usually after a long, tense confrontation. The kid was responding quite predictably. She had trained him not to obey until her anger reached a certain intensity. He was consistent, as was she. I gave her a copy of this manuscript in its early form. After reading it, she decided to make some changes at home. She made it plain to her son that he was not to tease his smaller sister. She told Johnny that if he disobeyed, he would be spanked for the first offense. The first spanking was a shock to Johnny. Mother was no longer waiting until she got mad. No warnings, no threats. She expected him to obey the very first time. After 2 days of mother rewarding every transgression with a spanking, Johnny turned to her and said, "But mother, you're not giving me any more chances." The mother said, "That's right. You don't get any more chances. From now on, I will expect you to obey the first time." He had been using his chances to purchase disobedience. After 2 years, he now obeys the first time, and mother no longer gets angry, and they are both happier with the new arrangement. License to disobey. When the State Fish and Game Commission issues permits allowing you to catch 5 trout and no more, they are not preventing trout fishing. They are advocating it. The mother had issued Johnny a license to be disobedient 5 or more times, but only punished him for the last offense. So every day he went fishing for trouble, but always with an eye on the warden. He would try to anticipate when to stop short of a real last chance. When Mom outlawed disobedience by reducing the limit to 0, little Johnny had to test the lawgiver to see if it was just another permit. When Mother Warden proved to be serious, he decided that he didn't love fishing for trouble enough to pay the fine for what he caught. Little Johnny started obeying all laws the first time. If state troopers ceased writing speeding tickets and instead started nagging and threatening, it would be tantamount to abolishing the speed limit. Picture a trooper pulling a speeder over and then explaining how sad it makes him feel for them to be going so fast. Can you see a trooper sitting on the side of the road shaking his fist and turning red in the face as each car sped by? Imagine him pulling a speeder over for the 6th time and saying, "Now I'm not going to tell you again." If this were the case, then all law and order would break down into every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Judges 21:25. Most automobile drivers are aware that the radar patrolman will usually allow motorists to go 4 miles per hour over the speed limit without issuing a ticket. Consequently, most motorists will drive 4 or 5 miles per hour over the speed limit without fear. When you allow your children to be disobedient 4 or 5 times before applying discipline, you are training them to disobey. Parent, you can't blame your children if you have trained them to obey only after several warnings, threats, an ultimatum or two, and finally with a gesture of force. It is not their fault. It's yours. Anger. Parent, have you trained yourself not to discipline immediately, but to wait until your irritation level builds into anger? If so, then you have allowed anger to become your inducement to discipline, a less than worthy motivation. But how can I stop being so angry, you ask? It's simple. Don't wait until it becomes a personal affront to you. Discipline immediately upon the slightest disobedience. When children see you motivated by anger and frustration, they assume that your discipline is just a personal matter, a competition of interest. The child thinks of you much as he would of any other child who is bullying him around. He is not being made to respect the law and the lawgiver. He believes that you are forcing him to give to a superior power. When you act in anger, your child feels that you are committing a personal transgression against him, violating his rights. You have lost the dignity of your office. As politicians often say, you are not presidential enough. If your child does not see consistency in the lawgiver, in his mind, there is no law at all, just competition for supremacy. You have taught yourself to be motivated only by anger, and you have taught your child to respond only to anger. Having failed to properly train your child, you have allowed the seeds of self-indulgence and rebellion to grow to ugly proportions.